stopping him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump readying a trip to Kenosha after the sometimes destructive protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, even though the Democratic governor's not putting out the welcome mat. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, the president tweeted, "I'll see you on Tuesday," writing, "If I didn't insist on having the National Guard activate and go into Kenosha, Wisconsin, there would be no Kenosha right now." White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president has not yet had contact with the family of Jacob Blake, shot in the back by police.
They're efforting outreach. Have not been able to connect yet, so tomorrow the plan is so far to go and to meet with law enforcement.
Governor Tony Evers wrote a letter to the president asking him not to come, saying, "Your presence will only hinder healing." Dave?
Rachel, the president also tweeted, "Portland, Oregon's a mess," calling the Democratic mayor a joke.
It's you who have created the hate and the division.
Yeah, Ted Wheeler also wants to work together, saying, "Let's try that," as he calls for an end to the violence. Joe Biden will be critical of the president, campaigning near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania today, pushing his plan for safety after the Democratic nominee again denounced all violence from the left and right. Cars are lined up again in Louisiana for ice, water, food, and tarps after Hurricane Laura hit.
There are nearly 15,000 evacuees in hotels across Louisiana and over in Texas.
Fox's Casey Stegall outside a destroyed gas station in Lake Charles.
South of here, along the coast where Laura made landfall, it's worse. Holly Beach and Cameron, Louisiana, practically wiped off the map. The wind and storm surge sweeping homes off their foundations. More than 200,000 still have no running water. More than 368,000 with no power.
A legendary college basketball coach has died. John Thompson was the first black coach to win a national championship when he led Georgetown to the title in 1984. Thompson was 78. America's listening to Fox News.
Can Donald Trump really beat Joe Biden? Now, Blitz, a new bestseller by David Horowitz, reveals President Trump's real game plan. Blitz even predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Get Blitz or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get Blitz today.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. It's Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspension, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-4255. 3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
After a day and evening of some heavy rains in Yuma County, we're looking for sunshine and 102 today. 81 overnight tonight, sunny and 103 tomorrow, 81 for tomorrow night. Humidity a little bit up again for the next couple of days. Partly sunny and 101 and humid on Wednesday, 80 on Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law. I am attorney Adam Hansen. I'm your host this morning. I'm in the booth with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. And last time I saw you, Russ, it was about 2 weeks ago at the Trump event.
Oh, that's right.
I ran into you, and I could tell that you didn't know who I was, because when I walked up to you, You're your general cordial self, but I had a mask on, so you're kind of like...
Well, you had a jacket on, and I normally see you with a tie at times, but not usually with a suit jacket and mask. You're right, I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, so I had to pull my mask down, and then you're like, hey, Adam.
Yeah.
That was a fun event. I had the opportunity to get behind the scenes a little bit on that, and so at that particular time, I kind of snuck in the back door there. And was making my way up with my family.
I was going to say, you came in late after everything, yeah. You know, which pretty much had already sealed off, I thought, and you snuck in. How'd you do that?
Well, I had this pin that I got from the Secret Service, so I was able to kind of meander through the crowd. And every time that a president comes, they have...
Now, wait a minute. How'd you get the pin?
I'm going to tell you. So every time a president comes, they'll have local volunteers that can sign up to drive in the entourage if that particular individual, whether it's the president
or... I've been involved in that. Yeah.
Have you? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Last time we saw each other a couple weeks ago was I signed up to volunteer, and lo and behold, my name got chosen. They did a background check on me, and so they just gave me some instructions to show up that day, and they swept my vehicle, gave me some instructions to get in another vehicle, this van that I would maybe be driving, and then I went around onto the airport tarmac, and then we got briefed by Secret Service and saying, you know, thank you for your service. Most likely you're not going to be moving anywhere. And right. At this time it was about 11:30 in the afternoon, or in the morning, and it was hot. I mean, it was probably like 1:10 at that time.
So you were one of the ones out there on the tarmac that we could see.
Yeah, I was just sitting there. And so as the Secret Service guy is telling us, you know, he's like, you know, if we move, right now the president does not have any plans to go anywhere, but if he does, you know, stay in formation. He gives us all these rules. And he's like, but right now it's not on the agenda. He's not going to go anywhere. So you're probably just going to be sitting here. And
right.
I'm thinking, what? My family's inside. I don't want to sit here on a hot tarmac in this 15-passenger van that the AC barely even works. You know, it's just like, oh, in my face. I'm like, yeah, that ain't happening. So in that same conversation, the Secret Service guy's like, here, put these pins on your lapel, and these are Secret Service pins. They point out who what part of the team you are, and then when we're done, just give them back. And
did you give it back?
No, I didn't give it back. I still have it. It's on my jacket right now, actually, in the truck. But yeah, and so I thought, well, so I go back to the vehicle. And I'm just sitting there for a little while. And Air Force One hits, you know, they come, they pull around, taxiing around and stuff. And so I get out. I'm like, I ain't sitting here in this van with hot air blowing in my face in a full suit. Like, come on. And so I walked up to Air Force One, took some pictures with it, you know, real quick, and then got back in my van, kind of nervous, like, am I supposed to be out? Am I supposed to be in? I don't know. I didn't want to get shot. I can see snipers on the roof and stuff.
It's nice not to get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's Secret Service all over the place. But eventually, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to go in. I don't really care. Because I saw these people going back and forth, from the tarmac to the building. They'd already got the president out of Air Force One in his little armored limo thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Pulled them around. And so I thought, well, I don't want to sit out here the whole hour or whatever that...
Is that the pin?
No. No. So what Russ is showing me right now on his cell phone is a Secret Service pin. It's a U.S. flag with a little... like
a badge.
Almost like a Marshall's
badge.
Star badge.
But that's,
right?
That's the one that I was given.
So what this is it's a simple little hexagon, white hexagon with like a black outer trim.
Like the pin of the day or something.
Yeah, something like that. And so it had a letter on it. Mine was A, and then it had three stars above the A.
This is the one that his aides were wearing. I don't know if you noticed, like the former treasurer, Jeff, I forget Jeff's name, was wearing this pin.
Right.
I mean, and I was given this when I was in D.C., and I guess this is given to friends and family of...
Oh, is that right?
Of Secret Service. I still have two of them.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't wear one to the rally. If I'd have thought about it, I would have.
I've seen those on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
How much they could bring? I'm out.
$12. Like $12 or something. So, it wasn't one of those pins. So I had an American flag pin on my lapel already, mm-hmm. and I unbuttoned that, and this is one that's fashioned such that you put that pin... the lapel pin through it, and then it hangs underneath in addition to the pin that you're wearing. So it's just a special pin, like you said, for that day. My understanding is they probably switch these out very often so that per event, you can't sneak into these events and things like that. I don't know. I don't know the particulars. All I know is he gave me this pin, and I thought, I've got a pin. I'm going to start walking around. And so I did that and tried to just blend in. The Secret Service always hold their jackets like, with their hands about mid-stomach. I don't know why they do this. I just assumed it's to get into their jacket really quickly to pull
up. I never noticed.
Yeah. Look at the pictures. If you pull up the pictures from the event in Yuma in that hangar, and you look behind the president, some of those pictures you can see his Secret Service guys. And look at their hands. They're just sitting there on their jackets like this, holding to the sides. And I assumed it's just to get into their jackets really quickly. I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it, but I did it just to blend in. And I'm thinking to myself, they've got so many teams here that if I walk in here, I don't know. I mean, maybe I get shot, maybe I don't. Maybe I get apprehended. I don't know. But I'm just going to act like I blend in. And I just hope for the best, you know. And so I walked in there, and nobody questioned me or anything. I just walked in. And
oh, is that what happened?
The problem is I got to the building. Yeah, I tried to act like I knew what I was doing, like, you know, do-do-do-do. Not like a threat. I didn't want to look sketchy.
But you walked in off the tarmac along with...
Right off the tarmac, just knew like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Confident and all.
It worked out for you.
I got into the building, and then there's a barrier from separating the tarmac, essentially, from the crowd.
Yeah, but the press was walking back and forth. A lot of people were walking back and forth.
Not where I was. I was the Lone Ranger. So I get to the barrier, and then I see people, and then I see... You'll see these guys. I mean, they've got like things in their ears and stuff, and they're eyeing me,
and
talking and things like that. I'm like, oh crap, like this is gonna get real right now. But I didn't really care. Like at least I could get to my family, and just tell them the situation. I wasn't really that worried. I just didn't want to be like cuffed.
They talked to you though, did they?
No,
they didn't even talk. They just
So I walked up to the barrier, and there's a big old dude. I mean, this guy was big, and I was like, how do I get here? He's like, oh, right here, sir. And so he pulls apart the barricade. And I just squeezed through there. And
you obviously had the right lapel pin.
That's what I thought. Just act like I knew what I was doing and move it along.
That's all it takes, man.
I know. Confidence. You just walk with confidence. And, So that's what I tried to do.
Well, you were looking dapper. I mean, you were dressed up nice. You were looking professional.
Yeah, they told us we had to wear a suit and such, so I did that. And so after the event, I kissed my wife, and I was like, I got to get back to the van. I left it running on the tarmac. I don't know, like, if the Secret Service is going to know if I'm gone or not. So I ran back out to the van, and there were several other volunteers, and they're just sitting in their vans with their seats reclined back and just hot, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. Sorry, guys.
But
I went in.
The vans never went anywhere because the president...
No, he didn't go anywhere, so I just sat there on the tarmac. They sat there on the tarmac the whole time.
So he just got right back on the plane and took off?
Yeah. So they're like, this sucks. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't go in? They're like, no. didn't know if we could go in. I'm like, I didn't know either, but I'm not going to ask permission. I'd rather ask forgiveness. We got to go to break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Mark Mitchell. I've worked for over 10 years. Favorite part of my job is the creative freedom that we have when we're creating on-air messaging for our advertisers or for our own radio stations. I think the creative message is what makes a difference and sets us apart from other radio groups in town.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers. Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
My name is John Gleason. I'm a retired career naval officer, and I live here in Yuma, Arizona. Like a lot of veterans, I have some medical conditions that put me at a greater risk of coronavirus. I'm being careful about washing my hands, wearing my mask when I go out, and the social distancing.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like John are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like John. Even during the pandemic, Donald Trump would let insurance companies deny people coverage just because they get sick.
I've been a Republican almost all my life, but it's just wrong for Donald Trump to take away health care for people with pre-existing conditions. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And we were talking before the break about the experience that Russ and I both of us had at the rally last week where the president came into town, and I think that's his fourth visit. I mean, it was a quick one, and it was a fun, it's kind of like a concert. I don't know if you've ever been to a concert before, but it's kind of like that feeling. And I was telling my wife later, so we were separated, like I mentioned before. Yeah, Russ has shown me on his cell phone some pretty cool footage of Air Force One and
cool.
And the president getting out and getting into his entourage. As my wife and I were talking, we were separated from the get-go because the Secret Service had told me, you need to come at this time, you come to this entrance, and this is where you're going to be checked and all these kind of things. Well, my wife, she met up over at the convention center, and they were busing people over, and so we were separated from the get-go, and we were texting back and forth and talking on the phone. I was updating her on where I was, and she was updating me on where she was. And as she journeyed over to the actual building, the hangar, I was thinking to myself, I'm in this hot van, and I'm not going to go anywhere, and I don't want to be here. So I thought, I was like, this is supposed to be cooler than I think it is. right now and what this is going to be. So that's why I just made the rash decision to just get out and do whatever I wanted. And the whole time, there's snipers on the roof, and I felt bad for those guys. They're in full tactical gear.
That's what they do.
And there were three or four of them, and that's what I told myself. But at the same time, I was thinking, I don't want to make these guys mad because they're probably mad already just sitting up there in full tactical gear and really hot. It was 115 degrees, and they're on the top of this roof, this metal roof, just waiting to pick people off. And I'm like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, they're mad already just to push their buttons. And
They're not going to shoot you.
I don't know.
You'd have to be a threat.
So all these things in the back of my mind are like, you know, I don't know what these guys have been through. Most of them probably been to Iraq. And so popping people off is like a video game to them.
No,
who's not supposed to be there, you know, that's what I'm telling myself. Like, just like, it's nothing to them to pull that trigger on me. But
too much paperwork.
I tried to hide behind these big propane tanks and use those as a barrier. No, I didn't do that. I just moved. They were big tanks. And I'm thinking, man, these are huge.
Yeah, you start acting sneaky. They're going to get suspicious.
That's what I tried not to do. I was very obvious, like, I'm here. So if they needed to tackle me or tase me, at least I didn't get shot. Yeah. You know, that's all I cared about. I want to talk about this coming Friday so that those that are listening are updated on this cool event that we have happening at our office. We bought this huge flagpole and flag. We're really excited about this. We're having it installed this week, and then we're going to do an event to actually commemorate the flag and to raise it on Friday. So this weekend, in case you didn't know, is Labor Day weekend, and a lot of you might have it off on Friday. Some of you might not, but you're definitely going to have probably Monday off, which is the national holiday of Labor Day. Well, we wanted to kick off that weekend with a cool event, and so we've been talking for a couple of years now about getting a monument flag that kind of speaks to people as they drive 32nd Street out by our office, and we finally pulled the trigger on that, and we lined it up such that we could do this event and bring the community together in our parking lot. It's in the morning, so it's not going to be that hot. I think it's going to be pretty comfortable. It's going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning at our building.
I won't be there.
I know. My wife keeps asking me. I don't know why she's so infatuated with you. But she's like, is Russ going to be there? Russ going to be there?
You tell your wife Russ would be there if it was earlier. Or
right,
later.
I know. You've got your 7 to 8 show. And so I was like, well, he's got his show. I doubt he can get out there that fast. But, you're always welcome. Anybody listening is welcome. This is a community event. We asked the mayor to come, and Mayor Doug Nichols is going to...
I'm going to come by at 9 o'clock anyway and see it.
I think we'll be done by then. I told... When we were coordinating this thing, I said,
but
I don't want to be out
there. But
the
flag will still be up.
Oh, yeah, it'll be up there. Yeah, you're going to see it. It's going to be... From then on, it's going to be up. And I told the staff, the gals that are organizing all this in our office, I said, I don't want to be out there for more than 30 minutes because I'm a diva, okay? And I just want to be in the air conditioning. No, I didn't say that. I just said, but nobody wants to be there for that long. So it's either 30 minutes or less, okay? Get this done in 30 minutes or less. And I want to have a good event. I don't want it to be, you know, a shabby event.
What is the event going to entail? I mean...
So we're going to do a color guard, obviously, to post the flag. And
you got Boy Scouts doing that? Or you got
no, I believe...
Military?
Military.
Okay.
I believe the military is doing that. So we'll get the flag up using the color guard, you know, traditionally. And then Mayor Doug Nichols will give a little bit of a speech. I told the staff, you tell Doug, if he speaks more than 3 minutes, I'm going to be upset with him.
He won't mind. He won't mind.
I said, keep his speech to 3 minutes or less, okay?
He'll do that.
No, we don't need these lengthy things. And then, Doug, if you're listening, you can talk more than that, just not much. Maybe 5 minutes, okay? 3 to 5 minutes, that's it. But
You got a prayer?
Yeah, so we were asking about who could say the prayer, and the staff were like, should we do that?
Yeah.
I said, why not? You know? So the chamber is kind of pushing this thing. We call the chamber. We're members of the Chamber of Commerce here in town, and we really like John Curtis, and he's very dynamic, very great speaker and stuff, and so we thought, well, let's call John over at the chamber and see if he can't emcee this thing. And he agreed to that. So the chamber pushed it out, and they're...
You're not going to get a no from him on that.
I know. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And so he'll be emceeing the whole event. And we did talk about having a prayer. I don't remember who... We had several people on the list to contact, you know, if they could do it, who would be in town that weekend. And then we'd have Tim Dunn is going to lead us all in the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we have a gal named Wendy, who is... I haven't heard her... sing, but she's going to sing the national anthem. And
beautiful.
And Sean was saying that he's heard her before, and he says she sings like an angel. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes with the national anthem. I mean, they say it's one of the most difficult songs for a singer to sing. I sing it all the time. It's super easy for me, so I don't know why it's so hard for professionals.
Well.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is
true. But let me tell you, this is a big deal because it's not a small flat. It's going to be a beacon for that road. I mean, what is it, a 12-footer?
It's a 12, so that's the small side. So it's 12 by 18.
12 by 18.
Yeah. And the
12 by 18. So it is an absolute huge flat.
Yeah, it's going to be a big flag, and the pole itself is 60 feet. So it came in three sections. When they unloaded that, it was in three 20-foot sections, and it's big. And so if you think of we were trying to figure out the dimensions of this thing. Before
60
it came,
feet is taller than people think it is.
It's very tall, and I didn't realize that. We're looking at the telephone poles that are next to the office, and we're saying...
It's like a five-story building.
You think
building.
It's about that size, you know? It's about double a telephone pole or a power pole, and I think those are about, 25, 30 feet, so it's double that. And so I'm excited to see it up. I still can't, in my mind, envision the grandeur of this thing and how big it's going to be.
You're not going to take it down every day. You're going to leave lights on it?
Yeah, we're going to put lights on it so we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. We'll probably have to take it down. We haven't got the lights installed yet. We're just trying to get the pole up before Friday. So we've been going back and forth with contractors and getting, the permits from the city and stuff like that.
That's big enough to take a permit.
The city doesn't give me a permit.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to put it up anyway. Okay?
Well,
what are you going to do to me? Put me in jail?
Yeah, probably.
For the American flag?
Yeah,
come on.
Probably. Well, if Doug's going to be out there, say, look, Doug, you don't get to speak if there's no flagpole.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to say, if you put me in jail for this, you're going to get it, okay? Is that a threat?
I'd like to see you handcuffed for that.
Yeah, tase me right there in front of everybody. That'd be good. I said, Sean, what are they going to do to us if we put up this pole without a permit?
They'll make you take it back down.
They're going to make us get a permit. Oh, well, we're already in the permit process, so no thank you.
Yeah. They don't like it that when you do that. They get cranky.
Yeah. My motto is, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
But don't tell them that up front.
No. Okay. Yeah, you always play your cards to your chest. That's what my grandmother always taught me. When she taught me poker, she said, grandson, always keep your cards to your chest.
Any engineering, and they have to have engineering on this, I'm sure it comes with the manufacturer.
It did, yeah. So everything's pre-engineered. Yeah. It's pretty simple. You dig a hole, put the pole in there.
They tell you how big the foundation needs to be, how deep, and everything for the stresses on it.
Yeah, so everything's all pre-engineered. You just got to have the city sign off on it.
Right.
The city has its processes, and it takes a lot to do that. Not because it's a complicated process, it's because it's got to go through rounds and things like that. Engineers have to look at it. But it came pre-engineered, and it's actually... pretty sweet, the design. You just dig the hole and you put this thing. It comes with a big old, about a 6.5-foot receiver. That's actually what you're putting in.
Yeah. And you put concrete in that? Or?
Yeah, but not a lot. Very little concrete. Most of it is compacted
sand. Itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put a little bit around the receiver.
Well, there's some weight.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. It'll be up at least for 30 minutes on Friday. We'll see what the wind does to it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we might have to tether it to the ground in some form.
60 feet is a big, big pole.
Well, now you're making me nervous. I kept telling myself, I'm going to be mad if it's not huge, because I think by the time you get a flag up on a 60-foot pole, it's going to look like a little flag.
Not an 18-foot.
Well, it better be big.
It's going to be nice.
For everything we're putting into this, it better be big.
And Academy Mortgage just put one up not too long ago. Couple years ago,
I've seen it.
It's beautiful.
I actually drove by it yesterday.
16, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You know what? Our pole's bigger than that.
Yes, it is.
So Academy, Derek.
But they put that little.
Done better.
They put that little tiny flag up anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Let's take a phone call.
Way bigger.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Outstanding. See, I really enjoy when you guys talk about the flag. Myself, I went and got a telescopic flagpole. It only goes up 20 feet, but, you get what you pay for. But with the kind of wind that we get around here, it's still standing. It hasn't blown it over yet.
Well, then you're doing well.
Yeah, I'll say. And it's got a little bow to it, but not enough to... I also have one of them solar lights for the top of the pole.
Perfect. And that all came together, I'm sure.
Wow. Yeah, it did. And I just really enjoy seeing that flag when I come home. And it just reminds me of so much. It represents a lot.
Thank you for the call, Mike.
Anyway, right, you guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
You need to sign off. We need to go to break.
Yep, we got to go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit families hard. Senator Martha McSally knows how difficult it's been.
This is the most challenging year that people have had in their lifetime.
And Senator Martha McSally delivered critical funding for our hospitals to save lives and vital aid for Arizona small businesses, saving 1 million jobs, and with them, precious health insurance for families. Now, Senator Martha McSally is working to help small businesses again, to save more jobs and to protect the health insurance families depend on. Senator McSally's bill, S-4117, would cut government red tape and make it easier for small businesses to get the resources they need to keep Arizonans employed. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and urge her to pass S-4117, cutting red tape and helping small businesses. Tell Senator McSally to keep fighting to save our jobs and health insurance. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Gold is on a roll, higher than it's been in more than a decade. And with uncertainty in the stock market, gold looks like one of the smartest and safest investments you can make. So whether you're buying or selling, given current conditions, now's a great time. Maybe you've gone online to check things out. But why buy or sell online when Arizona Gold and Silver, one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold, is right here in Yuma? Arizona Gold and Silver knows that every investor and every seller is different. That's why a precious metals expert at Arizona Gold and Silver will take the time to discuss your unique situation confidentially and one-on-one. If you're buying, you'll hold the gold in your hands. Selling, you'll get a cashier's check or cash right away. You can't do that online. Arizona Gold and Silver, right here in Yuma, is one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold. Buy or sell safely and securely at Arizona Gold and Silver in Phoenix and right here in Yuma on 32nd Street. Learn more at azgoldsilver.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all.
Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm your host, Attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. We've been reminiscing about our experience last couple weeks ago with the Trump campaign coming to Yuma. We also talked about the awesome event that we want you to come to this coming Friday, our flag-raising event, and we've got somebody on the line. Russ, you want to take that call?
You're on the air.
Good morning. I so enjoy your show. But I wanted to ask where this event is. You guys keep talking about my office and my place but you don't give an address.
Oh, because it's a secret.
No,
I'm teasing you. I just in my mind, I know where it's at, so I just forget that I'm talking on the radio and nobody knows where I'm talking about. So it's at our
office. Well, I could have missed it, too.
Yeah, sure. Well, our office is located at 6024 East 32nd Street. If you want to think in your mind about like the main crossroads, you're gonna look at 32nd Street and Araby around there, and you're gonna go a little bit to the west. So it's actually on 6E and 32nd, but Araby and 32nd, those are the major crossroads. That's where our office is located. Our office is in the old. It used to be a Foothills Bank location, and
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, right there on your on the north side of the road.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. And just to make mention of that event again, we're inviting the whole community out. We want to make this a neat event.
Are there refreshments? No, look.
Of course you would ask. Hey, you're not even coming, and you're going to ask that.
Well, I'm going to be there late, and there might be some leftovers.
Doubt it.
But
I'm going to say, put these away. If Russ comes, don't give him anything.
You have another caller on the line.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Yeah, it's just me again. But you could say that you're located right across the street from First Christian Church.
Yes, there you go. That's a great beacon. Yeah.
I knew you'd say that. I appreciate it.
Country Roads is right there as well.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
Take care. That was Mike.
Yeah. And I liked what Mike talked about. Right before the break, he mentioned that he had bought this telescopic 20-foot pole, and it just gives him a good feeling when he comes home and he sees that flag. And that's what we're trying to provide for the community. Anybody that's traveling down on 32nd, if you take notice, traveling 32nd from town out to Foothills, I don't know of any other flagpole like this. And so we wanted to provide kind of a pick-me-up as we drive down that 32nd road back and forth. We're all busy. We're going to and fro, and 32nd seems to be a thoroughfare. And so we wanted to make it a really cool monument that people could pass by and just feel good about who they are and where they live. I think right now it's very difficult, not because of, I would say, the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Yes, circumstances might be difficult for us in regards to politics or health with the pandemic and with the elections coming up. We're hearing a lot of different voices. But even in our own lives, when we are going to work every day and trying to pay our bills and things like that month to month, things can get hard, and I, for one, I love where I live, and I love the American way and promise that if we work hard, you will succeed, and there is nothing that can get in your way. And I think that is the American spirit that we miss a lot of times in this yelling back and forth between party politics. And my wife and I were traveling this morning to go work out, and in the car on the radio came on the Toby Keith song from the early 2000s. What's the name of that song? Do you remember this? The Red White, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Okay.
Something like that. And I was listening to those lyrics, and, you know, it's a romp-em song, but I really like some of the lyrics of that song because it kind of it communicates the feelings that I have as an American. I for one, and I don't know about you that are listening, but I feel like nothing can prevent me from doing what I want to do except for myself. And I would hate to live in a country where you're restricted by what you can do because of government restrictions in place or mentalities that the man is going to keep you down. I enjoy my freedom here in the United States. We've seen some really odd things happen that we've never seen in our generation within this last year of 2020. It's been really odd. And we've seen at times how the government can, step in the way of ingenuity and innovation. And we've seen how we as Americans respond to that. I am optimistic as to what we can do as an American people. We've gone to war before. We've gone to war over and over through the course of our existence as a country, and we've made it through that stronger. We help other countries. When we go to war and these other countries, even if they are our enemies like Japan or Germany, we come back in after the war and we build them up to be better than they were before. And we help like a beacon of light to the rest of the world as to what democracy can look like. Yes, we yell and scream at each other sometimes, but I think that's healthy in a sense. At least we know where we stand and we move forward together. I think you have two different, on your show before, Russ, before I came in, you were talking a lot about party politics where you've got the Republican or conservative type mentalities, you've got the Democratic type mentalities. Even here locally, you were mentioning the Board of Supervisors like Tony and Pancrazzi.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, we all have to eat and we all are going to die. We're all mortal. There is no getting out of that. We're all human beings. And we might differ on certain things, but at the end of the day, I think we all can agree that we love our families, we love our God, and we love our country. Sure. And how we get to the end here, I think there's a lot of different ways, but if we don't lose sight of those three things, family, God, country, I think we're going to be okay. And I'm optimistic that we haven't got to a point in our country yet that we have lost our way.
There's some evil out there that would like to make that happen.
And it's working. It's working its way. You know, we talk about Portland. We talk about these big Austin, Texas. Even I was surprised that even in Austin that this was. I guess I shouldn't say surprised. I knew Austin was more of a liberal think tank than any other city in Texas. But you would think in conservative Texas that still would be suppressed. But even in Austin, they had their issues. I thought it was a pretty cool thing that the governor of Texas. About 2 weeks ago, they executed a law that said that if you defund your police, then your property taxes will be frozen in place forever. You will never have an increase in property taxes, so you will never be able to fill up your coffers. Did you hear about this, Russ?
No.
You're looking at me like, yeah,
no.
It was a huge press conference. You should watch it. It's pretty awesome. And that was in direct response to Austin because they started to defund their police, and so the governor said, okay, if you want to do that, then we're going to freeze your property taxes. You'll never have an ability to gain revenue, and that will stop real fast. So I'm optimistic about the future, and I think we as Americans, when I see that flag, I am, especially during, I remember even growing up when I was playing high school sports, I played three sports. Every season I would play a sport, so I'd start in the fall with football, and that would roll into wrestling in the winter, and then that would overlap into baseball in the spring. So it was this constant cycle. Well, before any of those matches or games, we would always salute the flag and say sing the national anthem or say the Pledge of Allegiance. And as we did that, I was always very awestruck at the sacrifices that had been made. I was a Boy Scout as well, so the flag meant something to me. I think sometimes youth, they just don't understand this. You know, it's the American flag. And they don't realize that there are symbols within that American flag, the colors, what they mean and what they draw to, and the sacrifices that went into that flag and what it represents. And so I was always moved, and I still am. Even when we stand to attention for the flag and I think about those that have come before me and what they've done, it's a moving experience. So we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back after this. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has hit families hard. Senator Martha McSally knows how difficult it's been.
This is the most challenging year that people have had in their lifetime.
And Senator Martha McSally delivered critical funding for our hospitals to save lives and vital aid for Arizona small businesses, saving 1 million jobs, and with them, precious health insurance for families. Now, Senator Martha McSally is working to help small businesses again, to save more jobs and to protect the health insurance families depend on. Senator McSally's bill, S-4117, would cut government red tape and make it easier for small businesses to get the resources they need to keep Arizonans employed. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and urge her to pass S-4117, cutting red tape and helping small businesses. Tell Senator McSally to keep fighting to save our jobs and health insurance. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Be sure to listen to the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports. Brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
What lessons has millionaire Mark Kelly learned along the way?
I learned pretty quickly that life's not going to hand you anything.
Oh, really? Mark Kelly's schemes have been handed millions of your tax dollars. Kelly got handed $15 million in Arizona tax dollars to build his company. They promised to create lots of jobs, but what did we get? Their lofty predictions turned into layoffs. Arizona taxpayers got played, while the company Kelly co-founded got millions of your money. Now the company was handed up to $2 million taxpayer dollars in coronavirus relief after Mark Kelly blasted the same program for political gain. Playing politics while Arizona's small businesses and families were suffering. Mark Kelly got rich, and taxpayers paid the bill. Defend Arizona, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm your host, Attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and we've been chit-chatting here back and forth about the upcoming event on the calendar for this Friday. So that's going to be Friday, September 4th. We are doing a commemorative flag raising. We got this flag that we've been really working on for a couple of years, and it's a huge flag. We wanted it to be a beacon to the community as you drive from the foothills to town. And see this thing so that it reminds us who we are and what we're working for as a community. And I mentioned before the break that when I see the flag, I do have, it does instill in me a feeling of pride and love of country. I mentioned before, growing up, I was a Boy Scout, and so in Boy Scouts, you're taught the symbols of the flag, and we're taught how to handle the flag, how to raise the flag, how to fold the flag. And so maybe for me, other than other people or other kids of my peers at the time, I felt like I had a connection to the flag, and I recognize that there might be some that don't. You know, like you talk about Colin Kaepernick, who years ago, that was a big deal in the NFL when he was kneeling for the flag and others following his lead. And I have a hard time supporting something like that from the aspect of I feel like it's an affront to what the flag stands for. But I'm coming from a background where I was taught the symbols of the flag as a Boy Scout. I handled the flag. I have a connection to the flag. And maybe he didn't.
Don't you think he knew it would rattle folks? Don't you think he knew that protest was designed to say, I'm going to do this during something you hold sacred?
I think he needed attention. And I think when you have a kid, even in your own family, and those that are listening, you can identify with this. When you have a child that needs attention, oftentimes they'll act out. And I think that's how Colin was at that particular time. Whether that's true or not, that's my own perception. I think he needed a platform, and that's what he chose to do. Whether that was right or wrong, that's what he chose. He was, in my opinion, he was acting out because he had become irrelevant in the eyes of the NFL and to his fans, because he really was, at that point, a bench quarterback that lacked the ability to lead a team to a championship. Yeah. And so what do? You act out to get attention. I think that's what it was, but I don't know. I wasn't in his head. But having said that, I think it's something that is easy for an individual to do in his shoes if he didn't have a connection to the flag, you know? So it's easy for him to make a definition up in his mind as to what that act meant when he kneeled down, because if he didn't understand what the flag meant in the beginning, it's really easy to define what it meant at that moment in time.
Yeah.
Whereas you have others that might grow up being taught what the flag meant, and then they have this connection to it in one form or another. And to them, it's an affront. It's an affront to those that came before us and sacrificed their lives. I think of World War II, just to name one, you know, and the beaches of Normandy and the sacrifices in that one quick two-hour, you know, affront on the beach of France, and how many men lost their lives, how many soldiers lost their lives. And as you read about those events and as you study that actual day in our history as Americans, I think to myself, could I have done that when those pontoon boat fronts dropped down, knowing that this could be my last breath? And I don't know if I could. Of course, this is, to use another term, you know, Monday quarterbacking.
Yeah.
It, now that we've gone years past World War II, from the beaches of Normandy, looking back on it, I think to myself, how could we have done that as a military operation, knowing that you're dropping down these gates, everybody jumps into the water, those that make it just wreak havoc on the beach, and hopefully we can penetrate into
they did, and they knew there would be a high casualty rate.
Right.
That's a tough leadership role, isn't it?
That's tough. And I think to myself, looking back, I'm thinking, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way where we didn't lose so many lives, but...
We didn't have the technology
then.
It
was just, you bulldoze through, and we're going to lose a lot. We're going to lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so when you think of those sacrifices to kneel for the flag during a Pledge of Allegiance or a Star-Spangled Banner type event... It hurts me, you know, but not everybody feels like that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I it's not my place to judge, I guess, is what I would say. There is nothing I can do to make an individual feel about the flag what I feel about that flag.
No.
All I can do is try and understand their position.
The individual doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the NFL as an organization accepted it.
Sure.
And that's the one that's accepting the disrespect. And that's why I stopped watching football.
And most Americans did. I mean, even President Trump brought it up again at that rally that we went to, Russ. In his speech, he mentioned the NFL, and maybe they learned their lesson, but it doesn't look like they have, kind of thing. And so that'll play out. That plays out in the private market. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out in November as well. I don't know about you, but as I cruise YouTube, just to name one, before all the videos I watch, I'm seeing a ton of Biden ads. Man, they are putting a lot of money into that advertising means, and even on Facebook and things like that. And
oh, I hadn't noticed.
Really? Yeah, I get a lot of them.
My YouTube is ad-free.
Oh, you pay for the premium.
I think 10 bucks a month something.
Maybe I should do that, but I'm too cheap. So in the meantime, I get Biden ads. It seems like he's putting a lot of money into that, and they're going after, you know, in these ads. I don't watch them because I don't have the volume on my phone on, but I can see what they're doing. Like they show Biden kind of like trotting. There's one ad that I've seen. He's kind of trotting.
Really? He's trying to show him young and youthful.
Exactly right. And I'm like, yeah, I saw him on YouTube.
That's high school footage.
At the DNC. No, yeah, right. It's like during the Obama administration, the first part, the first term. And, you know, he's kind of like hustling up the stairs to Air Force One, and he's hustling here and there with his suit on and stuff. And I'm like, that's not now. Like, I saw him at the DNC thing. I watched his speech. And that is not now.
That's hilarious. That's what they polled that they he needs. He needs to look younger.
Because everybody thinks
youthful.
He's about to die.
Yeah.
No, and I get that.
Yeah.
So it's so hilarious that they're trying to abut these perceptions that we have of him. And I'm like, yeah, nice try. It's like, you don't think I see through that? We see the guy. We hear him talking. It's like, oh, okay, so I'm just supposed to forget about that because you put multi-million dollar effort into these ads on YouTube. Yeah, okay.
That's what it is. And he didn't really, he never said a word about the riots until Don Lemon,
that just happened,
Rachel Maddow,
I believe, yesterday or this weekend,
This weekend, said, hey, you better say something.
Yeah,
come
his
on.
Team, his team around him. Oh, Joe, you better speak up. What? Who? Me? What's going on? Where am I?
A lot of the constituents of his are defund police, so how can he be, but they're doing it, but he's being real gentle. About it's not a tough stance.
No,
it's just saying it's wrong.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard for him to take a position because I really don't.
It's hard when you don't have your own moral compass.
That's
if
right.
If you have your own moral compass, it's easy.
When you have a bullseye that's moving all the time, it's very difficult to hit.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have principles,
right,
it's pretty simple. You live by your principles regardless.
Right.
And that's it.
And it's not a hard thing to do.
And I think that's a commentary on life. And we just have a few more minutes. But, I mean, if you're living your life in such a way that your moral compass or those things that are guiding you are squishy or they move, you're going to have a tough life. It's just not going to be easy. Whereas if you anchor yourself to something and you hold true to that, it doesn't matter what's thrown at you.
Absolutely.
You can combat that. It's going to be hard, but at least you have your firm foundation. And again, going back to, personally for me, it's three things: God, family, and country.
You see how simple that is?
It's simple. I'm going to run for president.
There you go.
This term.
You've got a direction.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next Monday. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm your host, Adam Hansen, and we'll be back next Monday.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
One-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.